Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guys, I stuffed up. My name is Guy Williams, and I didn't upload the podcast. I'm sincerely sorry about that. This is about a week old, but I mean, it's not like there's any basketball going on at the moment, so who really cares? It's not like you're going to be like, oh man, this earbud chair is dated. There is good stuff in the podcast. We talk about Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, earbud, personally, I think our podcast improves when there's no actual NBA to analyze. So we're one of the world's leaders in talking absolute nonsense. I'll cut now to the bit where I'm introducing Paul and JT. Joined by my brother, Paul Williams.
Hello.
And our mate, JT.
Hi, guys.
And it's time for another episode of the Advanced Analytics NBA podcast. People are going crazy, eh? Like, you do sense, like, just there's just a few people who just seem a bit ragey out there, or a bit weird, or people drive a little bit. Like, people still, there's not many cars on the streets, but people will drive quite aggressively fast, and you know they've got nowhere to go. I find that quite weird.
Yeah, that's very weird.
And you see the Trump supporters doing a protest to try and open up Michigan or something. Like, crazy. Madness. Anyway.
Really, in Auckland?
No, that was in Michigan. Sorry, Paul. New Zealand's handling it well.
Last year I started a new job, and on my first day I saw a guy in a mega hat, and it's plagued me to this day, because, you know, it's the first day, I couldn't put faces to who was wearing it, but it plagues me to this day. Every day I think, who was that, and was it ironic?
Yeah, I once went to an anti-Trump's travel ban march, where it was... like a pro-immigration, pro-immigrant march, and there was a mega protest that was no shit. Three dudes.
Oh, I saw that.
Three dudes in mega hats, and they were guarded by about five policemen, because, like, so it didn't get rowdy or anything like that. And there was also an old lady, but I don't think she realized she was standing in the mega section. And one of the dudes, one of the loudest guys in the microphone in the anti-immigration march, was Asian. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, bro, when their revolution happens, I don't know. It blew my mind. And then I realized that, like, Chinese...
It's like the Dave Chappelle sketch.
Yeah.
With that blind guy who's in the KKK.
And he's African-American. Well, anyway, I kind of wondered about the guy. And then I realized that, like, Chinese people have been in New Zealand for 150 years. So the real racist is me. And then I had to go join them after that because they had some good points.
Question on Dave Chappelle. Did he sort of did he get a bit like you know how we're talking about how old comics just sort of having a second wind of just being like a horrible old man?
Yeah.
Did Dave Chappelle get a bit like that? Like a bit transphobic and stuff?
Yeah. Well, his popularity is probably bigger than ever it's been. I'd say probably at the moment, since Louis C.K. has fallen off the map. I mean, I'm sure his new special is doing well, but, like, you know, has been Louis C.K. is at least cancelled from mainstream media.
Louis C.K. cancelled. That's so good. Did he come up with that?
No.
Guy just accidentally said it then, I think.
Wow, that's so good.
The accidental genius. Okay, so since he got knocked off the map, Dave Chappelle's kind of been the king comedian, really. Apparently Eddie Murphy's coming back, but, like, yeah, Dave Chappelle, in terms of being genuinely funny as well, I think Chris Rock is kind of washed up, and I guess Bill Burr's big as well, but I think Dave Chappelle's kind of number one at the moment. He's kind of a god, but like highbrow magazines and stuff like that, he's derided because he is quite transphobic in terms of like he did some gay joke, he did some trans jokes in his first special that he did in his comeback, and then as a result Peel complained about it, and then he complained about the complainers. Like, he was like more, he was offended by the people who got offended, and so now since then he's just kind of obsessed about trans people for like five specials after that, and it's just kind of like, I don't know why he is obsessed with this, but I think he's got sensitive. He's a bit sensitive to criticism, so as a result, he just keeps on doubling down and making it worse. But even worse than his transphobia, I think, is that his jokes on domestic violence are pretty rough, eh? They don't really hold up for now. But
when you said that Louis C.K. had been knocked off his perch, you make it sound like a Game of Thrones style political game of political intrigue. But really, what you mean is there's just like this bunch of over 50-year-old men. And they all just wait till the guy at the top says something racist, homophobic, or sexually assaults or harasses someone, and then the next guy gets to go.
Yeah, I was just listening.
And it's been like that for thousands of years.
I was never a big Louis C.K. fan, and I actually started listening to more of his comedy actually after he got cancelled, because I was just kind of like intrigued by the whole situation. And his material was very sexual and very gross. Like, Peel was shocked that he like got caught in like a unconsensual masturbation scandal. But if you listen to his material, he was basically talking about it on stage. It's kind of haunting to listen back to it now. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about basketball. It's time for the Week in Review.
Week in Review.
Anyone watching NBA Horse? The NBA Horse comp?
Oh my God, it was so bad. Trey Young's speed. Wi-Fi was so bad.
Yeah. Oh wow, like the cables.
I assume they'd be doing it on mobile data, and maybe it's just hard at the moment because everyone's on the internet all the time. I love that your first observation is the bandwidth speed. When I started watching, I was like, this is the worst idea of all time. And then as I got into it and enjoyed seeing like an NBA player's backyards, and like I enjoyed seeing Chauncey Billups back and Paul Pierce, you know, like Peel from the prime of me watching the NBA kind of thing. I thought it was entertaining. I kind of enjoyed it.
It's a good question, though, a good hypothetical. Who do we think in the NBA, which NBA player is the fastest in regards to download speeds?
Great question, and it's Gordon Hayward.
No, this is not a good question. What do you mean? Like, they've got the fastest hookup at their house, or like
it's Gordon
if
Hayward.
They were an internet stream, they would be the fastest.
No. Who's got the fastest Wi-Fi at their house?
Yeah. So that's what annoyed me. What annoyed me was that Trae Young has so much money, and he hasn't thought about like Wi-Fi coverage. Like, I wouldn't be in a situation if I had that many $1 million that I wouldn't have great Wi-Fi coverage and a really nice fiber connection to my house.
Nerd.
Beautiful mesh.
You're a nerd who handcrafted keyboards, mate. He's a professional NBA player and he's only like 20 years old.
Yeah, and I could learn from him about basketball. Maybe he could come and learn from me about networking.
If you're 20, the younger you are, the better you should be at making fast Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Like, 20 is not an excuse. That's another reason for him having good internet. Like, I assume like a 12-year-old would be like crazy good now. But can we talk about the actual horse? Because I didn't hear anything.
No, I want to focus more on like the cables and like the Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, well, me and JT are happy to stick on that.
So I've actually just got one real serious thing on that real quick. Gordon Hayward was like, it was like 6 years too early to be the first crossover like gaming and real life sports star. Like, Gordon Hayward, you know how we were talking about League of Legends a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
After that podcast, I thought, why didn't I bring this up? But Gordon Hayward was like a hardcore League of Legends player. He reckons he didn't hook up with anyone at high school because, even though he was a big basketball star, because he'd spend all his weekends going to these gaming conventions.
And was he good enough to play against pros or not? He can't be that good.
Yeah, I think he was like real good. And you know, before he like got on steroids and got quite like a nice jawline, when he still looked quite nerdy, he did a hilarious blog where he said, "I'm the best player." The first two lines were like, "I'm the best player in the game."
Oh, and that's right.
Yeah, he just listed all like the nerd games that he plays. But man, if that was now, he could be the first crossover star.
Yeah, it's quite interesting that the NBA.
I think he's still a hard out gamer, right? I remember seeing a video where his wife was like trying to get him to do something with the kids, and he was just gaming and was like, go away.
That's not evidence he's a good gamer. That's just evidence that he's a bad father.
Yeah. But I think there's crossover between being a bad father and a great gamer.
So the horse competition was like, if you just tuned in randomly or just like was like, let's check out horse, it's like one of those things where the first judgment of it is just like, this is so bad, right? Like, honestly, Trey Young started the one versus Chauncey Billups with a made free throw and then gave Chauncey a letter by doing a left-handed free throw on the right-hand side. Like, it's so shit. Honestly, the standard wasn't that much higher than what I used to play back when I was a kid. It wasn't like there was no like really fancy or tricky shots like you'd expect. But once you
I don't know if you'd really expect it.
Well, Chris, yeah, you would, because they're crazy like, good players. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, did you watch the video of LeBron losing to that guy at horse? Like getting just absolutely destroyed? Like, if you're an NBA player, you're playing basketball, you're not learning trick shots.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy was just had all these trick shots that LeBron just couldn't do at all.
Yeah.
And then beat him with an underhand, knocked him out with a old school, what do you call that, underarm free throw where you throw it with both hands underarm?
Oh, Rick Barry style.
Yeah. So he just beat him with that.
What did you call it,
like,
JT?
LeBron's not practicing that.
JT, what'd you call it?
Granny style.
Oh, well, I just, yeah.
Is that offensive?
No. That's all good. No, I like granny style. But to your point, Paul, yeah, but I just assume when you're that much of a gym rat, like when you spend every day between being 12 years old and being 30 years old in the gym, like you just have a few, like LeBron would.
Yeah, it's true.
LeBron would have a few crazy shots up in his, and Chris Paul did one where he like, he crossed his leg over and like held his heel and like shot it one-handed falling away. Like it was kind of cool. But like, yeah, I just, like for example, for me, I remember I had a few specialty moves, one of them being quite a cool one that I learned from somewhere, sitting on the ground and shooting it in. It's like way harder than you think, and everyone stuffs it up, and so it's like an easy letter there.
Yeah, you've really got to put a lot of it into it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen, I think I flicked it to you, but before, when it got announced, the horse thing, I went and looked up that old Pete Maravich versus George Gervin horse game on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that again was also pretty lame, but it was cool in the way that the things that Pistol did to win points were, like, as Paul said, not that impressive, but just things that you might not have ever done before if you were a hugely dominant basketball player that didn't spend their whole life doing, like, stupid left-hand layups type thing.
Yeah. And that's why, like, low scoop, weird layups and doing a left-handed layup on the right-hand side and stuff, just, like, you get people, like,
Well, the issue with horse is as long as you're making shots, if you're going first, like, there's no real benefit to risking it with crazy stuff, is there?
Yeah, no.
Because if you keep making shots, they're still not going to get a turn, right?
Yeah, well,
How good would it have been if one of them had been like, nah, I just really want to win this, got the ball first, and just shot like 1,000 free throws?
Yeah.
There should be a rule that if the other person just copies you like twice in a row, you get a letter or something. You know, if they just successfully do it twice in a row or something.
I don't think that. I just think if the other person makes the shot that you attempt, then they get control of the board. I think that's what it should be. So,
yeah, okay.
So there's no cost for doing an easy shot, but you do lose control, which is what everything is important in horse. Because it was disappointing to see Trae Young, who's got to be one of the favorites and one of the hottest young faces in the NBA. I don't actually like his face. I think his face is quite ugly, but like, and his hair especially. But
I think he's got a good face.
No, he's got a bad face. He looks like he's like 12 years old, man. What is wrong with you? But Chauncey Billups eliminated him, ironically, with a shot that Trae Young kind of specializes in the NBA, which was like a banked top of the three, which like isn't that tricky a shot, but obviously Chauncey just warmed up a bit and practiced it a couple of times. He did the same shot twice, which shouldn't be allowed. And it was a bit disappointing to see such mediocre shots win at points. But at the same time, it was like, I actually found it quite enjoyable to watch. I don't know why.
So is that the only game that's been? Because I'm keen to tune in.
Nah, Chris Paul lost to a WNBA player. I don't know her name. I've never seen her before.
Who was it? Chris Paul.
Yeah. Someone beat a WNBA player. Zach LaVine beat Paul Pierce. It was quite cool to see Paul Pierce's house. He had a cool like Boston Celtics court. A bit too small though. Didn't even have a three-point line, which is weird because he was a three-point shooter. In the Hollywood Hills, it looked like it was pretty sick. Like his right next to a pool. Like I was like, man, I wish I lived in Paul Pierce's house. Maybe I could start a relationship with Paul Pierce or become his child or something. I don't know.
Catfish him.
Maybe not a bad idea.
I think no, but if you catfish someone, they don't then let you live in their house. They're usually quite upset.
Oh, nah, because not that TV show. Often they end up just being mates anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna catfish him into thinking you're in a relationship, and then
just be like, joke. So it's a catfish. Just wanted to play basketball, and he'd be like, okay, game respect game.
Game respect game. JT's got a little bit of a hypothetical for us now. It's time for Rocket Man. Please no one tell Elton John that we are using his music and probably breaching his copyright. This week, JT gave us homework. We had to watch three clips on YouTube. You can probably find them yourself. There's a highlight of the Teen Wolf playing basketball. If you don't know what Teen Wolf was, it's a Michael J. Fox comedy, I guess, that came out the same time as Back to the Future, but was much less critically acclaimed, but quite beloved show. Personally, I don't think it seems like a Teen Wolf. I'd never seen it. It just looked like a kind of a hairy boy to me, but I guess a movie called Hairy Boy wouldn't be as successful. But the Teen Wolf does have game. At one point, they do a bad cut where he wraps the ball around his waist for like a scoop layup and then ends up cutting to him doing a reverse dunk. I don't even know how that is physically possible, but shivers, Teen Wolf got game. We also watched footage of legendary basketball player Ear Bud and his high school mixtape from 2017. Very good watch on YouTube. And we also watched Calvin Coolidge, the main character from Like Mike, played by Little Bow Wow, balling out as well. We've watched three great pieces of basketball history. So JT, I'm dying to know, why do we watch this? What is your hypothetical?
If these three people, well, two dogs and one person / wolf, if they were all in high school and they made a mixtape, who would have the most followers on Instagram?
This is not what I thought the hypothetical was going to be. I had my answer already.
There's a second one which might be more aligned to that. Okay. But who do you think would be the biggest hit?
Ear Bud, hands down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Hands down.
Okay, Calvin Cambridge.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which is too normal. Like, even if he is an amazing...
Yeah, he just...
Yeah.
Like, his views would be on par with...
A ball brother.
You know, Zion Williamson or the Ball Brothers.
Man, Ball Brothers does not sound good, eh? Ball Brothers sounds bad.
But Ear Bud, you're getting people who aren't basketball fans.
Yeah.
Like everyone, like your parents, you know, your wife who doesn't care about, but hates sports.
Yeah.
Everyone would be keen to see an Ear Bud mixtape.
Paul, you've put a good answer there. It was my first answer as well, but you're wrong. You've jumped at the conclusion too soon. The correct answer, I think, and JT can probably confirm this, is definitely Teen Wolf.
It's Teen Wolf.
Because he's a wolf. He's not even a
he's
dog.
He's a wolf.
Like, that's like a
he's
freak.
A werewolf.
He would be a worldwide phenomenon.
It's a man with hair. Guy, you said it yourself. That is a man with long hair who can jump high.
It's a gross
man. Yeah, but
man,
Paul, we're assuming the laws of the universe in which Teen Wolf exists, so he is a werewolf.
He's a wolf man. He's not like if he was a wolf, he would be walking on all fours as his Ear Bud. He would be butting the ball into the hoop with his nose like Ear Bud. It's Earbud, hands down.
No, but he's a teen. He's a wolf. He's like such a freak show that the dog would be very popular. You're right, Paul. But like a wolf man playing basketball would be through the roof. I think that's the top.
And let's be clear, Paul. In one of those clips, he literally transitions from man to wolf on the court. You're telling me that wouldn't be a viral sensation?
Yeah, it would be. Okay, I'd say that's kind of a good point. But still, what rules the internet? Cat videos, dog videos.
Yeah, that's just because there are no wolf videos. But if they were out there, that'd be huge. Okay.
Well, okay. Maybe. Well, anyway, congratulations.
People would think that's fake.
Congratulations, Teen Wolf. Commiserations, Calvin. Second question, and Paul, this is maybe the one you're expecting.
Yeah. Who's going number one?
Okay, the draft. It's 2021. There are only three people in the draft, and they're the top three. Teen Wolf, Air Bud, and Calvin. Give me your 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
And why?
For me, this I thought it was easy, but the more I thought about it, I thought that there was a little bit of doubt started creeping in. But for me, it was Calvin.
Paul,
Calvin,
oh, sorry.
Kane. Okay, you've interrupted the big reveal, but continue.
I was just going to ask you, does Buddy Earbud's facilitation come into your factor into your decision making?
Well, this is, I'm going to say it's Calvin Cambridge, easy for me, from Like Mike. And purely just because, like, in his clip we watched, Earbud is literally playing against guys who look 10 to 11 years old. Yeah. Like, it's a low, low standard. And yes, he looks to be a cash money shooter. He does not have, he has no jumping ability, and he's approximately 1.5 feet tall. But, and likewise with Team Wolf, he's playing against slightly older guys, but still, it looks like a pretty low standard of high school. Like, it's not good high school basketball.
Yeah, but do you see what he's doing? Do you see what he's doing, though? He's doing 360
jams. Yes, he. The athleticism is off the charts.
Also, Paul, you're watching his first game. So, like, after that game, obviously he'd be moving to a better university or better college because he's got
talent.
That's
true. He has a high ceiling, that's true. But the thing about Calvin Cambridge is he's doing all this. He's racking it on David Robinson and the eventual NBA champions of the next year. The Spurs went on to win that year. They were the best team. He's hitting game winners. He's dunking on David Robinson. He's putting his team on his back. And he's only, I don't know how old. He's like 12 years old or 13 years old or something. Unreal. My one doubt is that his talent relies fully on his magical shoes. And so if they wear out after, you know, if they start falling apart, we could be in trouble.
You think that would be in the
scouting
report?
You don't know that as a scout, though. Nah, not in the scouting report. You don't know that.
I reckon it would be. I reckon you would be like he wears like you just note it in like miscellaneous. Like, you know, miscellaneous might be like he has a DUI or something like that. But then on this scouting report, you're definitely right. He wears very old rickety shoes every game. Suspicious? Question mark. And then that would obviously be a major red flag, I think.
Okay, go on. What are yours?
Very simple. Earbud last, obviously. Like, he's great. Like, as a dog, he's the best dog basketball player of all time. But, like, it's not. He's a dog.
Also, if you're doing bad financially and you want to sell some jerseys, I think Earbud could go number one. Just for, like,
yeah,
bring the crowds in and sell jerseys. Like, imagine, I'd get a Bud jersey with Bud on the back, for sure.
The Phoenix Suns need Earbud on their roster this year. Okay. Paul raised a strong argument. I was strongly Teen Wolf. And then Paul raised the point that Calvin is already doing this at an NBA level. And
he's the sure thing.
His only weakness is that his shoes wear out, which, like, I mean, you just spend all your money just making sure those shoes stayed in good condition.
The fact he's so young, you're like, he's going to have, like, an extra, you know, at least 6 years career, you know, he's...
But
he's got so much time ahead of him.
But you raise at the end of Like Mike, I don't want to spoil the movie for people who haven't seen it, but like at the end of the movie, I believe his shoes do break or get stolen or something like that, and he has to play with his actual skills. Am I right? And he has to do that. And I'm just saying that if it can't last one kid's movie, it's not going to last many seasons in the NBA.
That's very true.
But in fairness to Paul, we are only going off that video. Likewise, I know from the movie that Teen Wolf turns into a massive hog and won't pass the ball. But that's in the clip you've seen. He's actually quite a good facilitator.
Okay, because I was going strongly Teen Wolf, and it was partly because Paul said that little Bow Wow only grew to 5'5", which is pathetically short. Like, really, if you're 5'5", even if you have the skills of Steph Curry, you're not going to be effective in the NBA just because you're just too short. Like, even Steph Curry is short and got counted out because of that.
Going off what we know now, like in retrospect, I'm going to say Air Bud is becoming more of a. I'm getting more. I like Air Bud more and more purely because, like, knowing that, Bow Wow, Calvin Cambridge, his shoes are going to break or whatever. He's going to lose his shoes, and Teen Wolf is going to develop into a ball hog. Like, Air Bud is high. A great character guy, no ego. When you think, like, zero ego, all he wants is the team to win. Issue is, for him to shoot the ball, you really have to lob the ball in front of his nose, which could make it quite tough. Like, your passes have to be pretty on point for him to knock down a shot.
He's a
And yeah, obviously he can't
tyrant
grab a ball.
on D. I think Air Bud, you draft him on defensive potential alone, though. Like, who cares what he
Massively.
does on offense? Like, a dog that knows has good ball sense just ripping around. Like, he could guard forwards. Like, imagine trying to back down a dog that's just going to shoot around your legs and knock the ball away. Like, it's pretty impressive.
That's true.
The only thing to be concerned with Air Bud, though, is in that clip, he does seem to put his snout, is that the word for it in a dog? He puts his snout directly in the groin of a opposing player,
That's
and
true.
that concerned me.
No,
That
he did.
concerned
Can
me.
I
It
defend
was.
him? What he did
What are you
there,
saying, Guy?
what he did there is he knocked the ball into the player's crotch. He did not touch the player's crotch. It was totally above board. That's totally legal.
Okay. I'm glad you say that because I did remember that then and start having doubts about his character, but now I'm back on. He's a high character guy. He's a high
JT.
character pick.
JT, did you think that Air Bud nuzzled a child in the crotch? Because that's messed up.
No, I didn't think it was a sexual act. I thought it was aggressive.
Yeah,
but I
and that's even
neither way.
worse. Either way. Oh, okay, no, actually, sexual. Oh,
Guys, are
anyway.
you one thing I think you're not really thinking this through with Air Bud though is, are there concerns around repetitive head injuries? Like, he's taking those balls to the snout constantly.
I would say it's an injury risk for sure that, yeah, every time he touches the ball, he's literally hitting his face against it.
Okay.
NBA balls, they're not soft.
So I've got actual experience here. We just got a
While
kid.
playing with a dog.
Nah. We just got headbutting kids in the crotch. No. My experience is we just got a cat, and the cat doesn't seem to have any problem with head injuries. Like, it'll run into glass, chairs, tables, and just it doesn't even get phased for a second. It just keeps on going, and it makes me think that not only do animals have quite small brains, but I think they're like a much better protected than humans, because like a hit to the head for the cat is really nothing.
You sound like the bloody NFL.
Yeah, I do. I do. What's the real
One,
answers?
what?
What's the real answers, JT?
No, I don't disagree with you guys scouting. The only thing I think you're missing with Teen Wolf is for the modern NBA, if you could just utilize that vertical leap, surely he'd be an incredible rim protector.
Yeah, there is a one bit where he leaps up and grabs a shot one-handed, I think. And that is huge defensive potential as a rim protector. So if he can get past the ego, he'd be a great pick, I think.
So here's a question from me. I don't know why I need to set that up. Like, I just need to ask a question. You know, it's from me. Would if so? Just we know Calvin Coolidge Cambridge is
Who's
amazing.
asking this?
Me.
but I don't know who me is.
We know I'm Guy.
Is this JT?
My
Oh, Guy,
the
okay.
question from Guy is: we know Calvin Cambridge is an amazing player, and he's proven himself on an NBA level. But if we just go to
I just remember when he embarrassed Jason Kidd and threw it off his back and then ran in and scored. Incredible.
that is pretty good. But like, if let's be real for a second here, if the magic shoes didn't exist, which they don't, and a player of that height, 5 foot five, was in the NBA, whose skill set would he have and would he be able to be effective?
Right, he doesn't have the shoes.
So I would say, no, just imagine if a player, just think about the height alone. A 5 foot five player, I would say the best skill set to have, because you obviously don't want like LeBron's skill set or something like that. He would want Steph Curry's skill set and a great shooter and good ball handler and passer and good finisher around the rim. And even then, I just think if Steph Curry was that much shorter, because Steph Curry's listed at like 6'3", right? If he was 8 inches shorter, I just don't think he'd be able to be effective in the NBA because it'd just be too hard to get a shot off, I reckon.
So yeah. I agree, but my counterpoint would be I could think of a great basketball player that's only 1.5 feet tall and doesn't dribble at all.
Is that Air Bud?
Yeah.
Thank you for those amazing hypotheticals, JT. Paul, do you want a quick Magic Mayhem before we get into our basketball GM tournament?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say, but it'll be really quick.
We've got to play the music anyway because it's like the glue that holds this shitty show together. It's time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out.
I've got nothing, but
you said you didn't have much, and then the sting plays, and then you've got zero.
I was hoping to find something in the time the sting played, but
where do you scramble to? Do you just Google Orlando Magic?
No, oh, I can't tell you my sources. But Zach Lowe did a column about his Luke Walton All Stars, which is basically a list of players. A tribute to guys who fight for their NBA lives before landing in a role that suits them. And one of the names was Michael Carter-Williams. I had a photo with him earlier in the season. Hell of a guy, high character player. And so shout out to him. And also Vucevic did a live.
On the Michael Carter-Williams thing, is he saying that when he gets traded next, if he gets traded to the right spot, he might fit in? Or he's in the right spot in Orlando?
He fought for his NBA career and now he's landed in a role that suits him is what he's saying.
Okay. But like he it's not really like a bright career. It's just like he's just still has a job is basically what he's got to.
No. No, it's a bright career. Rookie of the year. Hell of a player.
He got kicked out of anyway. Okay.
He got kicked out of what?
He got kicked out of the NBA. Like he was like not even. He didn't even have a job before the Magic picked him up. They found him in the unemployment line.
Hey, gold is found in dirt.
Well, I googled Orlando Magic. I googled Orlando Magic, and one of the stories is the best Orlando Magic team to never win a championship. But like no Orlando Magic champion team has won a championship. So what? It's just the best Orlando Magic team is all you're asking there.
Is it saying the 09 losers or I'm with Grant Hill getting injured, what could have been kind of thing?
No, I think it's saying 08, 09, but surely Shaq and Penny were better than them.
Okay, but Michael Carter-Williams, Nick Vucevic did a Instagram live interview and he was asked who was the funniest player.
Paul, just remember, the longer you do Magic Mayhem, the less time we have to talk about basketball GM.
Okay, it's over. Player of the day, player of the week is Michael Carter-Williams.
Now, who was the funniest? Who was the funniest? Who was the funniest?
Michael Carter-Williams.
Oh, is that who he said was the funniest?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he actually forgot and said four other people and then... But amazingly, I didn't even watch the Instagram live. My girlfriend did, and she told me about it.
Okay. Well, very fascinating. Shout out to your girlfriend. Okay, so this is Guy recorded after the fact again. Thank you so much for listening to another superb and intellectual edition of Advanced Analytics. I decided that we won't actually play the Basel GM competition here. Sorry if you've been looking forward to that. We'll probably have to put that on another podcast because it is a lot of audio and a lot of people possibly won't give a shit about our Basel GM competition. But Thank you so much for listening to this one, and we'll have another podcast coming in a couple of days. I've been Guy Williams. Thanks for listening. I love you. Stay safe. Paul, I don't do that anymore. And JT, I've been JT. Thanks for listening. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.